Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 29, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee, O Lord, I fly, and on thy help depend. Thou art my Lord and King most high. Do thou my soul defend. And what follows in all stanzas of Psalter 29. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter, the first 18 verses. John 20, verses 1 through 18. But first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe and Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, and when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. And then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, and the one at the head, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. And so far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, a second time, a privilege to come and to gather around this thy holy word in this Sabbath day, and for the consideration of that most important and blessed, but also that most precious event within thy church, in which thou hast accomplished for thy people. Then we may read in this afternoon of the love that live in the hearts of thy children, that could not be taken away. Lord, thou didst feed it, and did lead them even to persevere unto the end. And thou didst show thyself as such a surprising God in the midst of all the afflictions and all the disappointments in the life of thy people. O thou who art the same, yesterday, today, and forever, we gather in this afternoon hour. O Lord, thou knowest where they are, thy own, in whom thou hast planted also that love of thee. O thou knowest all the riddles and all the perplexities. Thou knowest that they cannot solve everything that does come against thy work. It is through the sea that thou dost lead them, and they cannot understand. And not only can they not understand it, but there is in the heart no desire to go in that way. But Lord, it is a blessed way. It is a way wherein thou leadest all thy people, a way wherein they shall, though they must mourn, one day rejoice, and one day they will look back, and they will understand, and they will magnify thee for all that thou hast laid upon them in their life, and for the lessons that thou hast instructed them in. And Lord, they are mysteries, and we are called to lay out mysteries, but we do not understand them ourselves. Lord, then we need light from above. Oh, we need the leading of thy Spirit to lay them out for the sake of thy people, and to grant that comfort that we cannot give, but that thou wilt give in the midst of thy church, even when the case is not yet solved. O Lord, thou knowest where they are, each one because thou hast called them by their name, and thou hast loved them from eternity, and thou hast in the time sent thy Spirit to awaken and to quicken. O, they are recipients of the fruits of the resurrection of thy dear Son. That thou may also remember thy own work, thy own children, in the midst of us in this day. That they may be among us, that they may be among young and old together. We are ignorant and we are foolish, and we do not know, but thy work that is continuing, even when we do not know. Lord, that thou may so remember us as a congregation, that those matters that we may commemorate in this day, that we may read in thy word continually, the way wherein thou leadest all thy people, and that they may not be strange matters to us and our children. That it may not be only a doctrine which we have received from our fathers, but that it may be that which we have lived out in our life. The life may be there, the hunger and the thirst may be present, that thou may grant it in thy mercy, and that thou may look upon us with our children, in the short time wherein which we travel unto thee and to thy great judgment seat. Wilt thou seek us out when we still travel for our own account? O Lord, could it please thee in this very day to give the resurrection from the dead? That souls may be born in Zion, that hell and the grave and death must release its prey, and that Satan may feel his powerlessness in this day as he did in that day that we commemorate, that he may have to let go, and not only of thee, but that he may have to let go in this day of those for whom thou hast purchased their redemption. That he may not have power anymore to hold on to them, but that they may be quickened into a new life, that they may be raised from spiritual death, and that the fruits may be evident in the midst of the congregation and families and in this world, and that they may be experienced in the heart, and that the light may also go upon the candlestick, and the city be set upon an hill, that thy work may be evident in the midst of us as a congregation, and that thou leavest us not to ourselves, but that which thou hast accomplished is also being applied, even to the last day of this world. Lord, we have no reasons within us, for thou knowest our hearts and all the wretchedness that they contain, and all that our hearts do seek out after in this world. Then it is right when thou wouldst pass us by, because we have heard the warnings and the callings, and thy commandments have come unto us from the days of our childhood. But we have turned our backs unto thee, and so it is so righteous that thou wouldst say, and that thou wouldst withdraw thy candlestick from among us. But, Lord, we beseech thee for the sake of thy own great name, and for the sake of the name of thine only begotten Son, and that thou mayest send thy Spirit in the days in which we are living, and take us for thy own account. Look upon a young and old together. Wilt thou grant true conversions, and wilt thou undeceive those hearts that do deceive themselves. Lord, then open our eyes and grant us to see then for the first time in our life. Look on thy church over the length and the breadth of the whole world. Lord, thou knowest how man in an outward way does make this commemoration into that which is so foolish in the midst of this world. Then men do celebrate, but they celebrate only for the joys that are temporary and passing. That thou may open the eyes in the midst of our countries, and in the midst of this fallen race, and wilt thou show thyself and bring to true repentance again, and that we may truly be given to see what thou hast accomplished for those who have sinned against thee. Remember all thy truly sent servants. Do increase their number here below, and send them forth in the midst of the congregations of our denomination. And also may it be upon the mission fields. Look upon the curatorium that hopes to meet soon. Oh, could it please thee yet to send forth those who are truly converted and called and thrust forth by thee to do that labor which is impossible for human shoulders. Lord, that thou may thyself remember our congregations, and wilt thou look upon us also when we hope to meet tomorrow evening for the sake of the Calgary branch. Lord, thou knowest all the needs and the cares, the concerns and the desires of the heart. Oh, we beseech thee, wilt thou go with us, and wilt thou show us whether this is of thee. Oh, keep us from going ahead of thee, and keep us from going our own way. But could it please thee to show us the way and to lead us? And could it please thee to bless them also, those that may read and those that may labor in that place from week unto week? Our brother elder who also labors among the foreigners in this afternoon hour, wilt thou help him to speak a word also and give him freedom and liberty? Oh Lord, wilt thou help all those who may in their own capacities and their own offices do the labors in thy church? Be with us too. Oh, help us. Help us to bring thy word this afternoon. Lord, give us to preach from the housetops what takes place in the inner chamber. Oh, that there may be food in thy house for the older ones and for the younger ones, that there may be meat and milk, and that thou may lead us into all thy truth, forgiving all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 417, all stanzas. Send forth, O Lord of my salvation, and thy light and truth to be my guide. O let their rays in my privation lead me unto thy habitation, beneath thy wing. I'll be supplied with grace, thou wilt provide. We announce to the congregation that a male members meeting will be held tomorrow evening, Monday, April 25 at 7:30 p.m. to deal with the future needs of our branch of Calgary. The last collection today is for the building fund. Congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon hour can be found in that portion of God's Word which was read to you in the 20th chapter of John, the 8th verse, only the last part, John 20, verse 8, the last part, and he saw and believed. So far, the words of our text. John believes. First, what he believes. Second, how he believes. And third, the blessedness of this believing. John believes, first, what? Second, how? And third, the blessedness of this believing. And he saw and believed. What a great blessing, congregation, if we may believe. Then there are people whose hearts, they leap. And with the thought of this, to be able to believe. Because if we have ever experienced what it is to believe, then we will desire that we may be able to believe again. And why? Because by believing, we receive the greatest blessings that there are in this world. That is the blessings that are for this time and also for eternity. It is by believing that we receive the treasure that is in heaven, as opposed to all the vanities and everything that is passing away here upon the earth. Because by believing, the heart that experiences the greatest rest and peace. Because when we may believe, then we do not go before the Lord, but then we follow after the Lord. Because it is when a heart may believe, and that he may experience the greatest comforts and consolations in this life. Even when he has to endure so many afflictions and trials in the midst of the world. Because it is by believing that the heart that may rejoice, even though there are many sorrows, and it may rejoice more than all the world rejoices. Because by believing, the soul that experiences that it pleases God. But without faith, it is impossible to believe, to please him. And he saw and believed. Oh, there are hearts that leap at that thought with a holy jealousy, if I could now only believe. Are those people utter strangers of believing? Oh, it is possible. It is possible that we have heard it our whole life, what that is. And that we, in an outward way, are so jealous of that people, then it is possible, even in an outward way, and that we hear now what John may have, and that our heart that goes out to the Lord, to say, oh Lord, that is not what I need. And that is what my children need. That is not what I miss. There are other people, they are actually not strangers of that faith altogether. Because that principle of believing, that principle of faith that has been planted in their heart, that is in regeneration. And they experience what it means to believe, but they don't know what to call it. And they cannot say that I am a believer. And yet in their heart, they know what it is to believe. Maybe that is only experienced as a burning. That the heart may burn within them. Then they may hear those things that have come out of the mouth of the Lord in the church of God. Or maybe it is experienced by them as a light. What do we read in God's word? The entrance of thy words giveth light. And then they may see something. And they see something more than their brothers and sisters see. And their friends see. They see something more than they did before. They do not say and cannot say they believe. That is experienced as a hunger and a thirst. As the heart panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Or it is experienced as love. I will love thee. O Lord, my strength, those have life. Those have life. They are not those who are full grown. And that can explain that life. But they are those who do experience that life within their heart. They cannot explain it to anyone. They dare not say it often to anyone either. But they are quickened. Where does that come from, children? We heard it this morning. That as a cause, the devil had to let them go. Why? No power. Because the Lord Jesus, he is stronger. And if the devil has to let you go, and then you will also have faith in your heart, even though you cannot call it faith. But you also will begin to believe. And because you cannot call it faith, then you will look on with a holy jealousy at people like John. And he saw and believed. Because then you stand so on the outside of it. And you say now, that is that blessing that belongs to that true people of the Lord. And with all the desire of your heart, oh, then you say, Lord, may I now have that blessing too? Because you see that that is now so far above all the blessings that you can receive in this life. But you miss it. But you miss it. Sometimes you are encouraged. Why? Or because sometimes you cannot deny it. Sometimes you are sitting in that house of God and you hear something and you say, that I cannot deny. And sometimes you may be in your own chamber by your bed and you may read your Bible. And then you have to put your finger on that place and say, Lord, thou knowest that this also lives in my heart. But you still miss it. And then you look on John. And then you say, oh Lord, could that now also be for me? And he saw and believed. And there is another people. And those are led a little bit further. And then it does not just remain with hungering and thirsting. And it does not just remain with love. And it does not just remain with burning. But faith. All faith may see. And faith may view. What? Sin. Guilt, the law, holiness, the judge, strict justice, all faith led even into the impossibility, and faith given to behold something, also by the Lord. Of his only begotten Son. Oh, let not your heart be fearful, neither let it be afraid. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And then you may see something. And then you may believe something. Oh, Christ, he said to Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And what did Mary say? Oh, she says, yea, Lord, I believe. That thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the way it was. That is what was living in the heart of Martha. And she may believe. And she may experience the blessed fruits of believing. But how low that faith can now come. And it's exercise so that which with which she believed, she is not able to believe it anymore. How many times did the Lord Jesus not say to his disciples, O ye of little faith? It was not also that the burden that was living in the heart of those disciples. They said, Lord, increase our faith. And now, they hear of John. And he saw and believed. And then their heart that goes out after it. Oh, how low. Faith can come so that which they believed, they are not able to believe anymore. Was that not so for the disciples? Oh, Jesus, whom they loved, was all their hope. He was all their expectation for the salvation of their soul. and he is lying in the grave. Then we can understand it, can we not? Can we blame them? That the disciples, they are not able to believe anymore. Isn't the whole world mocking? Isn't Satan mocking? And does not every circumstance of their life say Satan is right? How is it now gone? Has everything gone according to the way that the Lord Jesus said it was going to go? Has everything gone according to what their expectations were? Or has it all gone the way that the enemy desired? Is not everything wrong? Oh, how low faith can come so that it cannot believe anymore what it believed before. Is there a people who cannot see it anymore? Oh, after your heart has leaped with joy in believing, and that upon the Son of God, after your mouth has spoken to your children, to your family, then you have said with all your heart, in recommendation of the service of the Lord, how good, how faithful that the Lord is. And how is it gone now since then? Since you have opened your mouth. Oh, how many times have you not wished that you had never spoken, because you cannot believe it anymore, because there it lies now in the grave, and the Lord is not present anymore, and I do not hear his voice anymore, and Satan is mocking. And he points to everything in my life, all the circumstances that are so against what I before believed. And he said, you are a fool that you had ever believed it in the first place. Oh, how low that faith can come so that it seems like it is altogether gone. Maybe you say, there is no God. While faith sank low, I hardly knew, and that thou art Israel's keeper true. How was it for the disciples? Oh, faith, was that altogether gone? Oh, let us consider that for ourselves for a moment and ask us now the question, is that faith? Is that altogether gone? It is Sunday morning. The Sabbath is past. It is very early in the morning. Three women, they approach the sepulchre. And if we look, children, they have something in their hands. What do they have in their hands? We read it in the Bible. They have spices. They have ointment. They have prepared that already 2 days ago, not on the Sabbath day. No. Do we do that too? Prepare before the Sabbath day so that we do not have to do it on the Sabbath day. So it was with those women. Oh, they are that is ointment, they are spices. And they are coming that they may now anoint that body of the Lord Jesus. And they come closer and closer in the darkness of the morning. And then suddenly they stop. Oh, they see something. They see something. And what is it? All things are different than they were before. because they had watched. They had watched on Friday evening, Joseph, Nicodemus, when they have laid that body of the Lord Jesus in that tomb, and then they have rolled that great stone unto that door of the sepulchre. But now look, then it is different. That stone that has been taken away. Oh, Mary Magdalene, immediately she turns around and she runs back to the disciples again, and listen to what she says. She says, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Oh, Mary, what is he still to you? What does he mean still, Mary, to your soul, that you still call him Lord? Can the enemy mock? Can the enemy crucify him? Can the enemy condemn? Can the enemy put him to death? Can the enemy cause him to be laid in the grave? And will you still call him Lord? Or can your expectation be so turned upside down? Can you be so discouraged and without hope that the first thing that you think is that his body that has been stolen away, and is he still Lord? Later we read that the angels, they speak unto Mary. She cannot even see them. Her weeping, her tears, they are so thick. "Woman, why weepest thou?" Do you know what she says? "Oh, they have taken away my Lord." Oh, is faith altogether gone? Is the foundation taken away? Is there really nothing left? Even when she cannot believe, or when faith in its exercise is brought so low, is it then completely lost in its essence? Are there not still the least glimmerings to testify that it still exists? And Peter and John, how is it with Peter and John? They are sitting with the rest of the disciples, we read, as they mourned and wept. Suddenly, Mary comes in. They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Was that the truth? That was not the truth. That was her interpretation. They were not the facts. And it was the interpretation of unbelief. And she would have them to think it too. Oh, wretched unbelief. Because it will also have its effect on other persons. Oh, probably Mary leaves immediately again. And those other women, they arrive. Those other women, they have been to the sepulchre. Those other women, they have seen those angels. Those angels have spoken unto them, and they have said that he is alive. And so they bring their message unto those disciples. But what do we read? We read, they did not believe it. They were to them as idle tales. But now what do we read? Peter and John get up. Oh, they are not able to sit there anymore. No. Where do they go? They go to the sepulcher. Oh, congregation, is everything really gone? John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, Peter, the disciple who had sinned so against the Lord. Jesus is dead. But they cannot miss him. Oh, the foundations are not destroyed. For them, everything is upside down. But the love of God, that is still shed abroad in their heart. And there is nothing that is able to destroy it. So they run. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. Can you understand it? Why Peter slows down? Or when he is running. How was that? That last time that he has been in the presence of the Lord Jesus. All then everything comes back to him. The cursing, the swearing. I know not the man. But if Jesus is dead, he is an imposter. Everything he has said is a lie. Then he is not the Messiah. And then he has shown himself to be who he really was not. Then it is only right that Peter has forsaken him completely. That Peter would have nothing to do with him. Did Peter believe that? Oh no, Peter did not believe that. He cannot believe that. And the very slowness of his steps, they do show it. They are a testimony of what? Oh, there is something left. It is not altogether gone, no. Oh, there are the remnants of that faith that never dies. And yet, oh, to believe what those women have spoken, to believe that he is risen from the dead, no. No, he dare not do that either. What is necessary for that? See that in our second thought, how John believes. John comes first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying. Yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. What is necessary, congregation, to believe? Paul says faith is a gift of God. That is indeed the experience of that true church of God. The Lord makes a difference between the one and the other. And there is also a difference in one time of the life of that people and another time of the life of that people. But the Lord is also often using means. And we read that here. And he saw and believed. What did he see? Did he see Christ? No. No, he is nowhere to be seen. What did he see? He saw an empty grave. And he saw grave clothes.
Oh, what a simple sight. But that simple sight, that was the means in the hand of the Lord for a very great act. And what is that? To believe. And he saw and believed. Oh, how little a thing. The Lord is able to use that his people may believe. Just the word. Out of his holy word. And then they may believe. Was that now the same for Peter? No, it is different for Peter. Because we read that Peter also may see. But we read that Peter departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And what do we read about Mary? Oh, we read she also stooped down. And she also looked into that sepulchre. But she continues weeping. And John, he saw and believed. Oh, God's children, they do not all sing at the same time. And they do not all sing by the same means. Will Mary, will Peter also believe? Yes, they will. The Lord will see to it that they also shall believe. But they needed more than John. And the Lord is free. And he will give to every one of his people just what they need. Oh, sometimes God's children, they may be so delivered by just one word out of that Holy Bible. And then they may say that unto others of God's children, and they see nothing in it. They see nothing in it. And so one is rejoicing, and one is mourning. And he saw and believed. What a power. What a power was in that sight. Oh, do you think that John has soon forgotten that day, that he has soon forgotten that moment? That sight, he received a sanctified view of that empty grave. He sees what? He sees congregation as it were nothing. And then he believes. He believes what? He believes everything. But we want to consider that after we sing Psalter 310, 4 through 6. Return unto thy rest, my soul, and the Lord has richly dealt with thee. Delivered thee from death's control, from sin and sorrow set thee free. 4, 5, and 6 of Psalter 310.
Thank you.
And he saw and believed. Our third thought, that is the blessedness of this believing, how much John may now receive and by the sight of that empty grave. He sees as it were nothing, and in that moment he may believe everything. Moment ago, Jesus was dead. And now, Jesus is alive. Oh, how everything can change in the life of that people in one moment. And then everything becomes true again in the life of John. Everything that the Lord had spoken formerly in his life, he had lost it all. The Lord had taken it away. He could not believe it anymore. Is that with you also? Oh, does the Lord strip it all away so that everything that you had hoped upon and that you had thought to receive out of the mouth of the Lord and that you thought was his own work that was given to you out of his own hand, oh, that was all taken away from you. So it was with John. And now it becomes so different again. Everything comes back again into its rightful place. And not only so, that everything that becomes true again, but the Lord, he is also giving more. Because the Lord is now adding to everything that he had received before. Now he may increase in instruction. Now he may increase in knowledge. Now he may increase in comfort. Now he may increase in faith. Oh, there is now an aspect of the kingdom of God that was before so hid to John and to the other disciples, that now they will begin to be instructed in this. No, they will not learn it all in one day. But now the Lord Jesus begins to instruct them. And then they may have views that they have not seen before. Then there are corrections in all of their thoughts and expectations concerning that kingdom of God, not that which is earthly and natural, but that which is heavenly, that which is spiritual. And now this view that John may have when he may see and believe, that is now just the beginning of this increase in knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and faith. What does John say? He says, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Many times they had heard the Lord Jesus say to them that the Son of Man must suffer and he must be killed. And he must the third day rise again. But they knew not the scriptures. Oh, is it so with you too? How many times do you not hear those scriptures? Day by day from when we are very young, read them often, children. Even when you do not understand them, just read them. Why? Oh, look what the Lord is doing. Then later, oh, later, then the Lord will instruct his children in the meaning of those scriptures. The enemies, they remembered more of those scriptures than the disciples did. The wicked can know the Bible much better even than God's children, but it is not to their profit.
It is to their condemnation. But now in that moment, that John may see and believe. Oh, then the scriptures, they begin to go open unto him. Then he begins to understand. And not only to understand, but he begins to receive it. To receive it into his own heart. Oh, how much that a person may be given to see by just a little word. A single word out of those holy scriptures. Sometimes we speak about the revelation of Christ. Then it is understandable, young people, that you say, what is that now? How does that go? A revelation of Christ. Or is it then that the people, they may see with their eyes the Lord Jesus? No, that is not so. No, John does not see him here either. But sometimes the Lord is using, sometimes the most unlikely means, sometimes the Lord just bringing a little word into their heart. Maybe the little word grace. Maybe the little word free. And then their eyes go open. And then they see something. They see something that those that are sitting next to them in the bench, they do not see. They see something which they have never seen before. Oh, how much of those holy scriptures do now go open unto their soul. The meaning of those scriptures, the treasure in those scriptures. Oh, in one moment, the Lord is able to make everything so true again in their life. And to give an increase in knowledge, wisdom, understanding, faith, and that concerning the mediatorial labors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then not only do they see, but then they also may believe. He saw and believe. And then not only do they receive instruction, not only do they receive knowledge, what a joy. Oh, what a joy now comes in that heart of John when he may believe. Oh, when it has become so impossible for that people, a lost case, then the Lord comes and then the Lord makes it right. Oh, why would John now go back and mourn and weep? Do you think he built children? Do you think that he can have one tear now to come out of his eyes? Oh, he cannot. He cannot. Why not? What does Solomon say? Oh, he says there is a time to mourn and there is time to dance. And that is now the fruit of faith. Oh, there is a rejoicing. Do you believe that, young people? Oh, if we could impress your heart with that this day. Oh, consider it only in the life of the disciples. Consider it here in the life of John when he may believe. When he may believe, then what a joy does immediately enter into his heart. Oh, how precious is faith in exercise. They are now the most blessed and the most precious moments that are experienced in the life of God's people. And then they may rejoice. And he saw and believed. Contrast, congregation, for a moment. Contrast John with the world. Contrast John with Caesar. Contrast John with Pilate. Contrast John with the Roman soldiers and all their power, all their earthly glory. Who is richer, young people? who is richer? In that moment, when John may believe, or contrast him with the scribes, with the Pharisees, with the chief priests, they have a high position in the church. Contrast him with those who have a mere external religion. Contrast them now with John, who is now happier when John may see and believe. What are we looking for in our life? What are we looking for in the world? What are we looking for in our religion? Do you see the happiness of God's true people? Do you see the happiness in all their tribulations? It is true, it is no easy way. It is true, it is a way that is going against their flesh. It is true that everything is often leading for them in a way that they cannot understand, that they cannot agree with. But it is also true that sorrow that endures only for a night, and that joy cometh in the morning. And how did that people receive that joy? All by a true saving faith, planted in regeneration. That is where believing begins, and that is where the joy begins. That is where the joy begins already. But that is not where it ends. That is not where it ends. All people of the Lord, who, of all the disciples of the Lord, saw things as they really were. Who saw things as they really were? Who saw things according to the reality? Was it not John? Was it not John in that moment when he may believe? It is faith in exercise that sees things the way they really are. Unbelief does not have that privilege. Unbelief sees it all wrong. So it is in the world. The atheist young people, he sees it all wrong. He does not see it according to reality. And he makes a great mistake because of lack of faith. And so that is also in the church. All in faith that is not an exercise. Then that people cannot see it as it really is. And then how little credence do they give to the word of the Lord? Why? Because they know not the scriptures. Oh, there is great reason for that afflicted and poor people to rejoice. Great reason. But they often cannot see that. No, that is just by moments. That is just by moments when faith may be brought into exercise, and then they see how it really is. And that is just a foretaste of the way it shall be for them when it is all fulfilled. Because John, he may see and believe, but he does not need to believe anymore. Because now he only sees. Now he only sees. No, he does not see an empty grave and grave clothes. But now he may see the Lord Jesus himself. No, now he does not see through a glass darkly. But now he may see him face to face. Then he may rejoice. Never to be separated from him again. World without end. Shall that now also be our portion? Amen.
O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou grant us true faith? That is a gift of thee. Thy disciples may experience it, but what a blessed way, when he may see and believe, and thou knowest that it is also so in the heart of every one of thy own. Oh, that thou may grant each one of thine that faith in exercise, that may see things as they really are. Oh, give each one of us together a holy jealousy of the Apostle John, that he may see and believe, and that thou may work it in the heart of each one of us. Dismiss us with thy blessing, and give us thought and meditation upon thy truth in this coming week. Remember our children and youth. When they will not be at school, watch over and protect them, each and every one, and cause our hearts to yearn for thee and to hasten, and for the sake of our life, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 439 stanzas 1 and 2. O Israel's God, how good thou art to all the true and pure of heart. The paths of saints are fraught with evil. Thou showest favor to thy people. 1 and 2 of 439. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.